You're at six losses in a row now. Where's the mindset with your players at this point, Sam? Are they still battling? Are you still getting the effort you think you need?
Yeah. No, the mindset is enough's enough. You know, there was a little bit of complacency that set in. So what we did is we went out and made a couple moves, brought in some guys that injected a little bit of life. But also the struggle here is what it takes to be a professional. We have a really young team. Two of our older players got injured over the past weekend. So, you know, we're kind of, I mean, I think our forward, or all of our forwards combined for under 150 professional games. You know, that's tough when you come up against adversity. There's not a lot of guys in the dressing room that understand how to kind of work your way out of it, or how to just, you know, kind of stay the course and stem, you know, just deal with it. You know, that kind of came through this weekend where the first game we were down 3-0. We battled back and then took a breath, and they got two quick goals to put it out of reach. You know, the next game we were 3-3 after first, and we just couldn't find that next goal. We didn't have the simple things happen that we needed to have happen, so we worked on a lot of that stuff so far this week. We'll continue going up to our one game on Sunday.
You were a player for a long time, and have you related to the guys, hey, it's going to get better, it's not the end of the world, you just have to kind of battle through it, it will turn around?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're going to point out a lot of the negative things, but we also point out the positive things. You know, when I'm on the bench, I'll say, hey, we got to be better gapped for our D-men, or we have to hit the net for our forwards. But then when we do that, the same thing, you know, I say, hey, great job, much better, you know, great job, keep it up. Because, yeah, it can't all be gloom and doom. You know, we're getting paid to play a game that we love as far as players. You know, if you start hating your job, you're not going to be good at it. You're going to get progressively worse. So we're trying to keep it light. Obviously, we're not happy with the results, but we're happy with the way things are going this week. You know, we're going to build up towards Sunday, hopefully get 2 points, and then start to continue the climb. You know, we were doing it well, and then we got a little complacent. You know, now we've changed things up. So hopefully one shakeup's good, and we can keep going with the guys we have.
I'm just curious, you know, Sam, when you get in the funk like this, or even when things are going good, are there players that are starting to emerge as leaders on your team that are maybe even telling the other guys, hey, I've been through this before, or this, you know, it's going to get better, or let's focus on the bright spots?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the younger guys have actually stepped up and started to be more vocal in the room. Not, you know, nothing crazy, not stepping on toes, not yelling at people, just saying, listen, you know, we need better. You know, they feel as though they now, because they've, you know, played the right way, they have the voice to, you know, to speak up in the dressing room and say, listen, we all have more. We have to give it. We all have more. They're starting to understand, you know, what we've been preaching since day one, how, you know, each player's got 20 minutes a game. It's what you're going to do with that 20 minutes that's important. You know, I mean, we only have 3 lines. We've got 60 minutes. You obviously divide up the time equally. That's what you have. You know, how good is your 20 minutes going to be? You know, that's what we want to do, and we want to continue to get those 20 minutes better. That way we'll get the results we need. And the younger guys stepping up just shows me that they know that they belong and they can play. Now we have to elevate their game to that next level so we can get those victories and we can start moving up the standings board again.
I'm talking with Roanoke Rayard Dogs head coach Sam Fattor. Just a couple more questions, Sam. One of them is you've been doing some roster tweaking recently, guys leaving, guys coming, loaning players to the ECHL, which maybe says something about the caliber of the players you've had, but you're still sort of looking for that right mix?
You know what? We've got some really great guys, and it's a matter of just getting them to gel and buy into the systems and know the systems. It's not even just buy in, it's know them. You know, I mean, if a guy played in college last 4 years, that system's ingrained in his head. So when he gets tired, he falls back into that system. And if that system's not our system, then he's out of position. So we've been doing a lot of repetition things, muscle memory type things, to get it so when you're tired and when you're down by a goal, you don't just kind of throw caution to the wind and say, okay, we're just doing it. Because that hasn't been working for us. You know, but guys are buying in and they're going the right way. The roster moves were more of, you know, we had some injured guys, some guys loaned, so we had to fill some holes. Now we got more established players to come in and fill those voids, you know, and obviously with the injuries as well. But, yeah, I mean, what we're trying to do here is we're trying to get these guys here as best they could be so they can move up. They can move up, they can move on, they can pursue their dreams to the next level. You know, and obviously getting loaning players, that's kind of on them, but it's also great for our organization.
It sort of shows guys, number one, they can move up.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you want guys who want to move on and move up. You know, we want them to come in, love Roanoke, experience Roanoke, you know, go out in the city and enjoy it, and look back fondly when they've made it to their next goal and their next goal. We'd love it to be this. It's the starting point for someone who makes it to the NHL.
Could have Brandon Anderson back in goal. Now you've got your goalie tandem back with Ryan DeMello.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, having two great goalies is unbelievable. It's a luxury for us, really. A lot of guys have a starter, and that's it. We can go back and forth if we want, and then obviously when someone gets hot, we can play them a little bit more. But, yeah, having Andy back is a real kind of settling type of atmosphere now in that net, in that crease. It's just kind of, there's a calm about him, you know, which is nice to have it in both ends. So it's like I said, everyone's got to get healthy and get back on the right track.
All right, last question, Sam, is you got Fayetteville on the road this weekend and then two games at home next weekend with the Fire Ants. They're currently, I think, tied for seventh in the league standings. Is that a team that you're telling you guys you should be able to beat to get out of this current slide?
We shouldn't be able to beat them. We need to beat them. You know, it's a three-game series, which is a playoff series, and we're going to look at it that way. Our focus is on winning the series. We have to start winning, you know, weekends, and we have to start winning. You know, this is a good test because we're going to play one in their building. We're going to play two in our building. We have to kind of set the tone right away in that first game. We want to take one in their building and then build on it when we come back home in front of our fans and give them something to finally cheer about.